Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives. My name is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul and check out our blog, divaabdul.com. There you can subscribe to our e-newsletter. Yeah, the day you'll get an email with all the latest stories that I posted that day. There's also a Google Plus page there. And if you have a Gmail account, you can follow us also on the blog. Facebook, Diva Days is the friend page, and the fan page is Diva Days of Our Lives. And also here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us, and if you're on iTunes, you can subscribe to our iTunes feed also. So tonight we have Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
And where can they find you on Twitter, Marianne?
Oh, I'm at @mama_hooch.
And we have Rose here tonight.
Yep, hello.
And where can we find you, Rose?
At Rose of the Briar.
Rose
O. Yeah. The Briar.
Rose O. The Briar. Yes. And Anna may be joining us tonight. You can find her at Kozzie Hooch, K-O-Z-Z-I-E Hooch. So, it's been a while since I've hosted, so I wanted to give her a shout-out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Our friends from Florida. And Marianne, do you want to start with the EGME update for the week?
If I can figure out what's going on with EGME. But first, before I do that, I just want to give a congratulations to Jan in the chat room. I don't know if she's in the chat room. She's always in there. I don't know if she's in there tonight. But she got a letter published in Soap Opera Digest, which was cool. If you get a chance to read it, was very well written about Teo Penguins' return as Victor Cassadine on General Hospital. Some of you might want to check that out. So congrats to Jan for that. Kind of exciting to see. And EGME. One scene I remember on Friday where Gabby. EJ and Sammy are talking to Gabby, and they're having her go. I think it's to is it Argentina? I think it was Argentina to model.
Yeah, they're sponsoring her, and they told her that somebody sent her requested her, and
right.
And the contract is all in Spanish, and EJ's saying, you know, do you want me to go get a translator because they don't know what the contract says because they don't speak Spanish.
Gabby
just kind of scanned over the first couple of words and said, no, I don't need a translator.
I'm thinking it's Ijami's way of getting her out of and away from Nick, of course.
Yeah, there was actually a link to that, though, because earlier in the week, Lucas had made mention that when Sammy brought the papers over to be signed by Lucas for Allie's field trip, Lucas said, you're not trying to scam me. I'm going to have to read the fine print here. So it was kind of a lead-in to that, in my eyes, that there might be something in that contract, and Gabby's not paying much attention to it, and EJ, you know what I mean?
Of course, you know, she's saying about, you know, Nick and Sam, and EJ kind of had to talk Sammy down and kept her, which was kind of trying to keep her calm. You know, EJ's always the calm, charming one with Gabby, and Sammy's trying to go off the handle, and, you know, every time, you know, that Gabby thinks that Nick is this wonderful thing, Sammy goes ballistic on her, but, you know, EJ kept her cool.
Well, kept her cool until Sammy went over there and found the shoe. And she thought it was one of the boys' shoes.
Yeah, well, then she
threw it into their room, but it was Nick's because Nick and Gabby were going at it on the couch at the time that she showed up. And it wasn't until the next morning when she was sitting at the table and was confronted with Nick and had a confrontation with him, he stood up and made sure, I mean, it was like deliberate. He sat there pointing out his shoes, and it was a big, big old deal to where he, it was like he did it on purpose because he knew she found
sure
the shoe in the first place. Almost
yeah,
like he planted the shoe so she would find it, and then the next day he showed her that it was his shoe.
Yeah.
So she went ballistic. She went racing over to Gabby and went absolutely ballistic in one of the last scenes, and Gabby turned around and smacked her almost as hard as the smack that Carrie gave her way back when.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the other thing with the jammy that was kind of cute was with Allie. It was cute. It was a cute scene with EJ and the little, what's her, I can't think of the little girl's name.
Oh, Allie.
Yeah, uh-huh. He was helping her with her homework, which
was
really
adorable.
Cute.
EJ
that
was
adorable, and Sammy walked in on him. So I thought, oh, that was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of talk about, oh, my gosh, there was so much talk about how the wedding has to go off perfect and how she can't top what Will and Sonny did. And so
yeah.
EJ's trying to
yeah,
make
that
it
was,
perfect.
Yeah, that was last week. But, that was cute, too, yeah. Yeah.
And then Stefano confronted EJ this week, though.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing. That was at the beginning of the week because it ended, I think, on Friday. I think it's Stefano.
It was Monday.
That was Stefano. We kind of were thinking it was Nick that was like kind of lurking, but now, see, Stefano knew all along that he slept with Abigail, and I think he was the one taking the pictures. Do you think?
Nick confronted EJ at the end of the week. Nick confronted EJ as if he has evidence, so I still think that Nick has the pictures. Stefano knew what was going on.
Yeah.
The doc would call them. Stefano knows what's going on.
Well, so Stefano answered that question that we were all wondering, was Abigail still pregnant? And he's telling EJ no.
But he had this laugh and this look on his face. I don't know if I can trust him.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But, that's interesting, too. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on with that.
Well, I don't know if you want some spoilers about that one, but
go for it.
I've seen a couple of spoilers about
Abigail?
That one. Yeah, about the whole Abigail EJ thing. The pictures are going to show up at the mansion. Somebody's going to deliver them to the mansion, and they are going to get
found. I did hear that.
And they are going to
find
and,
them. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be Sammy who finds them because
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, the spoiler is talking about the sunshine, and she was sitting there talking to Lucas about how he was going to be so jealous because her and EJ's love is just all sunshine. So the spoiler is about the sunshine being ruined when the pictures are found. So I'm thinking it's going to be Sammy. It's kind of a lead in there.
Oh, yeah. You know, sooner or later, Sammy's going to find it out. I mean, find out.
Yeah. So the pictures are about to show
see what
up
the fallout is going to be.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's Nick, though, because Nick confronted EJ.
Mm-hmm.
Nick confronted EJ like he had it,
like he had it.
Evidence. Yeah. So I think Nick knows, and they made a big deal because Stefano was like, you know, Abby knows, the doctor knows, and I know. And the doctor's not going to say anything because she's loyal to me. I won't say anything if he bribed EJ into making Kate fall back in love with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Kate's
trying to.
Stefano wants Kate.
Yeah. Yes.
Stefano wants Kate, and EJ has to sweet-talk Kate into Stefano's arms again if he wants Stefano to keep quiet. So EJ confronted Kate, and before EJ even said anything, Kate said the answer is no. I thought that was awesome. and can I go ahead and give a Kate update here?
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to...
Anna's not here, and I love Kate, too. I loved the scene that, you know, when she found the phone sitting on the desk and Lucas and Cheryl were going at it.
Ah,
yeah. And I thought, you know, this is so unlike Kate. To sit there and leave a message on an answering machine about something so cynical, you know. And then when Cheryl stormed that office with Kate, that just showed me that Kate did that deliberately. And Kate told Cheryl, and it was really cool to see Kate back in action in her own dark way. because she sat there and told Cheryl, you know, you're sleeping with your boss, and I know it because his answering machine is right next to his bed, so that's where you had to have been to hear all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she knew where his phone was, yeah. But I'm just disappointed in Lucas, though. He still can't stick up to his mommy again. Like, I don't know. He wasn't even that upset from there.
No,
and
he
mommy
was
wins
upset.
Again.
He told Kate, never talk to him again.
Yeah, I know, but still, he needs to just, I don't know, just doesn't stand up to her like he should. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just kind of disappointed in him. I don't know. Of course, I'm disappointed with that we finally got a love interest for Lucas that I think kind of was working, and right away they sent her away.
Kate kind of shipped her to his
son. Yeah. Yeah,
and
it's kind of like they're getting rid of her already.
And I really like Cheryl, but yeah, I think I believe that was one of the spoilers of casting, that she's gone, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe
never seemed to be able to find anybody for Lucas, you know.
Yeah, and they spent a lot of concentration on how much Lucas and Cheryl turned around when she overheard the conversation with Lucas and Sammy. She came in and told Lucas, I know married people that aren't that nice to each other, you know. So there's been a lot of loomy moments, actually.
Oh, yeah, a lot of nice loomy moments, you know, with Will getting married and
and a lot of history was brought out, which I thought was cool. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole, she's one of my favorites. She has to make her choice now.
Oh yeah, I like Nicole.
Is she gonna keep her secret and let Daniel go down, or is she going to reveal what she did to Eric and save Daniel? So, and Jennifer's turning against Daniel again.
Again. And maybe this will be the fallout between the two, because I'd like to see Daniel and Nicole get together, actually.
I do.
Really.
That's exactly what I want to happen.
I can see where, you know, if she does, you know, save Daniel, you know.
Well, I
thought
it was interesting.
She believed in him and Jennifer didn't, so.
Yeah, and I thought it was an interesting pairing. I thought when all that went down, I thought it was really interesting that Jennifer asked Eric to go with him, because Eric's made such a big deal about how he wants to get married in the church, but he can't marry Nicole in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric and Jennifer aren't actually related, I don't think. I mean, he's a Brady, she's a Horton. So they went off together as a pair, and Nicole and Daniel are paired. I think it's really interesting, because Eric could actually marry Jennifer in a church, because she's a widow.
Yeah, right.
So you know, Eric's dreams can still come true if they get together,
right,
with Eric and Jennifer. And I think it actually could be, it could work. Jennifer and Eric could work. And,
really?
I
don't know. I always
thought
Jennifer
work
and Brady, but yeah.
Well, you've got the setup of the good Hortons. They're setting Jennifer up in Grandma's house. You know, and Eric is the good, so it would be a good pairing. And
too good of a guy. Too good.
Too good, yes.
He's
too
perfect. Yeah, too
good. But if he finds out what Nicole did, he's not going to want Nicole anymore, and he'll be able to go after Jennifer. And Jennifer's turned Daniel. She's going to turn on Daniel again. So
yeah,
Daniel should turn around and finally realize that the only person that stands by his side is Nicole. And the only person that stands by Nicole is Daniel.
Is Daniel,
and
right.
That's really the pairing I want to see, is Daniel and Nicole, because those two, I don't know, they, in my eyes, they just rock.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some real-life stuff going on there, too, from what I understand.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard.
Ari Zucker and John Christian. They're actually teamed up right now, going and doing tour cross-country things to do a charity for teens. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there's a lot of tweets. There's a lot of tweets from both of their accounts. Let's see. It's at Ari Zucker, I think. I'd have to look it up. But there's But Ari Zucker and Sean Christian, if you can find them on Twitter, they've done a lot of tweets about their charity actions for teens. It's a really good charity in my eyes. Ari Zucker's always doing some fantastic work. So, but yeah, I guess there is news. I guess in Soap Opera Digest, I think it was. To give them credit, they announced that Ari Zucker and Kyle Lauder had divorced.
Divorced.
But they are still friends. So, and the rumor is that Ari and Sean are paired, but it's just a rumor because I think Sean's still married. I don't know. I haven't seen any news about Sean being divorced. So,
it might just be a rumor
because of all the charity. Huh?
Yeah. Sean Christian was on a show where Eric Martsoff set him up on a date. It was a Steve Harvey show a few
divorced.
Months ago. Yeah, he's divorced.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go. And yeah, I've heard the rumor that they're together, but they actually have some real chemistry on screen. So I really like that couple and that pairing. And I've always liked the fact that Daniel has always stood behind Nicole, no matter what. He accepts her, all of her faults. You know, he's protected her even when she does something wrong. And I like the pairing of Nicole and Daniel. I always have. I've always rooted for them. So hopefully she does the right thing this time, because I was really upset when she shredded those papers.
I know. We got to make her do the right thing. Hopefully, for Daniel well this time.
Hopefully she'll do the right thing for Daniel, and we can
right.
get some good Daniel Nicole stuff going, because I want to see her do the right thing for this time.
Then we had Maxine and Abe, which was cute.
Oh, yes. I love Maxine, and it's really great that we're seeing more Abe with Maxine. And there is the fact that it is the anniversary of Lexi's death. So
they were planning something for that.
They're going to plan a charity event for Lexi's death at the hospital. So, and I love the scene between Maxine and Abe when she was crying. She was crying over the Daniel incident because
she really liked Daniel.
When she got there, she said Daniel is the one that helped her get where she's at today, and she wouldn't be who she was without Daniel. And everybody is standing behind Daniel except Jennifer. So Teresa knows. Teresa knows exactly what happened. And Nicole,
she gave
Nicole
the key. So so she knows.
Yeah, she stood there and said, if Liam did this, he doesn't mess around, does he? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Teresa had a lot of scenes with Brady. We had...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I really don't like the fact they're putting Brady back into drinking and drugs. You know? I don't like that idea. They need to bring Philip back to straighten him out. So... And then everybody's being quiet.
I don't want to be
the only one talking here. Julie was there. She missed the wedding, and she was talking to Nick, and she really hasn't been in town. And I absolutely love the actress. I absolutely love her. I really do. I'm brain farting at the moment. I love the actress. Susan Hayes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely
Julie's
love her.
Julie's like Sammy, She's like, kind of like Sammy.
I've interviewed with her, and I absolutely love her, the actress and her husband. I've interviewed them, and I love them. But, every time she comes on screen, she talks about how the cruise. She was always on a cruise. Every time she comes on screen, she was on a cruise. And this time, I was a little disappointed, not in the actress, but in the plot line, because she came in there and decided that Sammy had snubbed Nick by not letting him come to the wedding.
That it was Sammy that wanted Nick to not be there.
Exactly. And honestly, she hasn't been there. She's been on a cruise. She really needs to find out what's going on from everybody before she makes an accusation like that.
Right.
So it was very unlike Julie. Julie, you know, when Julie came on screen and Susan Hayes started, you know, at the beginning, she was a trouble teen. She was a Sammy. You know, she was getting in trouble. She was doing stuff she wasn't supposed to. She was, you know, she robbed that. She got caught the best. Julie is not an innocent, you know, person. She's not one that usually would just accuse. She kind of knows what's going on, but she needs to have been there and find out what's going on, not just accuse. I liked seeing her. I loved seeing her on screen, but I didn't like the way it came off. So. I have to give a fashion report because I absolutely loved Allison Sweeney's blue dress at the end of the week.
Oh, I did too.
I loved that dress. It's very fashionable. It's got the holes cut in it, and it was gorgeous.
The back,
it looked really good on her.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole's dress was really cute from the back.
The printed one? Which one? Was that red one? The reddish or
no,
whatever?
No. The gray one with the black.
That one. Yeah.
I loved it, except for the fact that when you looked from the front, and I have to be kind of blunt about this, it made her chest very pointed.
The arrows
on the dress were just perfectly placed for, like, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't like that part, but I loved the dress other than that.
Oh, they loved the dress, and she can pull it off, man. That dress was...
She pulled it off. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that dress, yeah.
Ari Zucker
fitted
her, pull off
fitted
anything,
her very
but,
well. Yeah.
Yeah, she can pull off anything, but I didn't like the way it pointed out her chest like that, but, you know.
Another hairstyle. They're always the different hairstyles.
They've been doing a lot of hair stuff. It's been really good.
And, you know, now Allison Sweeney has her hair, you know, darker and wearing different.
And I forget who it was at this moment. Maybe you'll remember who it was in the fashion area here. Remember how Chloe used to always be orange with Daniel from the tanning salon and stuff? Mm-hmm. It seemed like they were orange. There was somebody this week that was really tanned. I think it was Jennifer that was just really dark and tanned. It was weird.
But Jennifer had her sleeveless dress on again. I know that. But she didn't look real tanned to me. Did she do you?
Her face did. Her face looked...
But her arms looked like really white. I mean, it didn't look as tan. I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't Jennifer. I don't remember who it was. I really don't. But somebody was really tan this week and matched Daniel. But Daniel did get suspended, and that was a really good scene. I like seeing Kayla. Anne came in there telling, you know, go. She had her list right there, and she was like, you're going to go down for this, and oh, you're going to go down for this.
Oh, Anne.
This is what's going to happen. And Kayla just burst into the room and said, Anne, I'm in charge here. Yeah.
Yeah. Take control, Kayla.
I'm in charge here, Anne. But
we don't see
Kayla
you that often, but when we do, you know.
Kayla got that, yeah. And oh, my gosh. And she just ran in there and bursted in there. And then she had to tell Daniel that, unfortunately, Anne's right. He has to be suspended. And they've got the medical investigation of people over at his house. I don't know. I haven't seen any spoilers. Maybe you have. But I don't know if Liam was smart enough to leave a bottle there.
It didn't show him leaving a bottle there. It showed him taking the orange juice away, evidence of the orange juice away and putting a new thing of orange juice so they wouldn't find anything in the orange juice. But, yeah, you'd think he'd be smart enough to leave a bottle somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if he did or not.
We didn't see it.
The investigation team specifically asked Jennifer if he had any medication, at one of the last scenes, and Jennifer was saying that, you know, all he's got is aspirin. Go, and he told me that you can go ahead and search everything. So that kind of, to me, was a lead-in of they might actually find something that Liam left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they will or not. But
Liam is, he's doing well, doing the creepy well and a good, you know.
Yeah, his ex-wife is a cast spoiler that's coming back, that's coming to film.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, his ex-wife is supposed to be coming to Salem for me a sweeps here to
show another
what a new
one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon it's going to be a whole new cast. All the old ones will be gone.
I don't think she's contract though.
I think she's just coming for a little while.
Yeah.
So I think she's just one of those people that are just going to show up. I think it's a recurring role is what I think it is.
Mm.
Where she's just going to show up and explain how, basically she's going to show what a stalker he is.
Okay.
Probably talk Jennifer down and Jennifer will have to run back to Daniel and hopefully Daniel will say, you know what, Nicole has always stood behind me. I don't want you anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can I jump in here for a second? Mm-hmm. I have to give a late-breaking fashion report. If you follow Guy Wilson on Twitter, at the Guy Wilson, he and Kate Mansi are at the GLAAD Awards. Kate's dress is absolutely stunning. It's black and gold. It's short. And for some reason, Guy is wearing a plaid suit. Like
plaid? All plaid?
It's
the jacket? The whole
thing? No, the jacket and the pants are matching plaid.
What color?
I haven't seen it, but that
he's
sounds like it's very,
Barton.
very bold.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a subtle plaid, like the green and the blue are very similar. But, yeah, I just retweeted it. Or if you're following Guy Wilson, you can find it. But, yeah, you have to look what he's wearing. But Kate looks great, though. I don't like her hair, though, but the dress is beautiful. I'd wear that in a heartbeat. But, yeah, sorry I had to break that in there. They're live tweeting the GLAAD red carpet right now.
What kind of awards is it? What is it? GLAAD?
Yeah.
Maybe when he got the invitation, he thought they said the plaid award, not the GLAAD. And he was trying to win. I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
I made it.
Hey.
Anna,
you made it.
What? You want to go to the Plaid Awards? Okay, sure.
Plaid?
The Plaid Awards? Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Sorry, I had to just get that in.
That was funny.
Looking at it now.
You see it?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, her dress is real pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
There's something with Ben and Abby seem to be getting together. It almost seems like they're putting them together.
Jason 47 kind of hinted that the actor who's no longer with the show is the actor who plays Ben. So that's the rumor. So
what's that, Gary?
Yeah. The rumor is that the actor who plays Ben is already gone.
Oh, okay.
He's already gone?
Oh, geez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because we still don't know this Jordan story. How long are they going to drag that thing on? God, be done with it already.
Apparently almost a year.
Send him away. Take Rafe with her. Please, go.
send Rafe back to Kate.
I've been trying to get rid of Rafe for, I don't know how long now. Jeez, go. It's just like, I don't even care about him or her. They're just so boring. I don't know.
So what's up, Anna? Do you have anything you want to add about the Kate scenes or anything this week?
Kate?
I didn't quite see the whole week. I saw this episode with where Kate leaves the message for Lucas after he and Cheryl have gotten busy, and Cheryl hears the whole thing about Jordan, but I didn't get to see much past that, so I don't know what else happened that week. I was, however, happy that Lush finally got together after all these months. They are certainly more interesting than Jordan and Rafe, so I wish Jordan would leave, and but I know they said that Cheryl's already left, but Jade apparently has, but I wish they'd bring her back and send Jordan packing.
Kate made a deal with her that she could keep her honor and tell Jordan what was going on and be fired and forever have any HR anywhere in the world know that she's not worthy of working for them.
And see, Lucas should have stepped in and said, no, Mom, you're not going to do that to her.
Or she can
Lucas, like,
out,
he needs
or,
to grow.
He needs to grow up. Yeah, he needs to grow up here.
I mean, he really could have stepped in and defended Cheryl a lot more than what he did.
He had an agenda because he wants her to stay.
Well, yeah, but he told Kate that he would never talk to her again, that she was forever banned.
Yeah, and
from
how many
wife.
Times, like I'm thinking, how many times has Lucas said that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mom, I'm done with you. Mom, I'm
Lucas
done with
is,
you. Yeah,
Lucas
he'll come crawling
back.
Lucas
Kate, you know,
because he needs
regularly.
A job.
Yeah.
Well, because Kate's other offer, Anna, Kate's other offer is that Jordan can keep her mouth shut and she can take a great promotion and move to Houston.
Oh,
so,
Houston.
So Jordan,
well, that's
so,
awesome
so Cheryl immediately texted Jordan or called her and said she had to see her now. And it was very important. And Jordan came in there and thinking that she was in trouble and needed to, you know, there was some kind of major thing going on. And as soon as Cheryl tried to open her mouth, Kate and Lucas showed up, and she looked at Kate and turned around and said, "I'm getting a promotion, but it's in Houston, so I'm going to have to move."
Aww.
And then Jordan asked her, "Oh no, when do you have to go?" And Kate said, "Within 24 hours." So, and then Lucas went off on Kate, so.
I'll have to watch all that.
Hopefully next week Lucas goes off a little bit harder and defends Cheryl and keeps her there. I don't know.
Yeah, because those guys
That's
have real potential. We've already seen that Jordan and Rafe obviously don't because they've been given how many months now and they still don't have any chemistry. But Cheryl and Lucas had some chemistry, so I don't know. I just think I wish they'd bring her back and, you know. Send Jordan packing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So, and I saw the Kate and EJ scenes, and I liked how she was like, you know, she said something like, with the amount of ice that's frozen between me and Stefano, I don't know how she said it, but something about something about it melting and flooding the whole, you know, or I don't know, flood the whole, it drowned everyone first or something before she would get with them or something, get back with them or something. So I'm glad, I mean, even though I used to love Stefano Kate, I'm glad Kate's holding her ground on that one. He goes and calls her a whore again the last time they had dinner together. So it's like, what's in it for her? I'm not seeing the win anymore with her and Stefano. So, I mean, I used to love them together when they were the dark king and queen of Salem, but they've done too much damage, I think, now. So I'm ready for her to just continue to kick into the curb. But you can tell that Stefano wants her back, and so he's, of course, using leverage with EJ to, try to get her back. I don't know if you guys already addressed this or not, but since I came in late, but did anyone find it funny that Stefano's saying things like banging Abigail on the side? I mean, I don't know, that doesn't sound like Stefano.
Yeah, the words that Stefano was using that exact statement, the banging her, I was just floored by that one. That was like, I think that was the best line the whole week.
Yeah. Those were great scenes, don't get me wrong. But I
just,
it was cracking me up because I was like, that's not Stefano. That term isn't something I would, that would be like the time that Stefano said that Sammy's love life was a hot mess or something like that. I was like, he would never say hot mess.
Expression
he had some words in there that just weren't Stefano.
Didn't you love how EJ just about crumbled though when he realized his dad knew what was going on?
Oh, his face was
ready
to go. So his ass. Oh, he's so great with his little, you know.
Walked in on this major heated conversation where EJ was just floored, falling into a chair, and wanting to know what was going on. And Steph and I turned around and said, well, we're just talking about EJ's little secret. And Sammy turned to EJ and she's like, we don't have any secrets, you know? And EJ's just looking around like, you're not going to do it. Please don't do it. You're not going to do it.
Oh, no, because it's much more fun for Stefano to watch his victims twist in the wind, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
So
because now
he's
has this
string this out for all it's worth.
I think it's
an interesting angle to have Stefano wanting Kate back and trying to use EJ to get her, but I don't know. I don't know if you guys have already bashed this girl or not, but I actually really like the new girl that came in for JJ. I think they're kind of cute together.
Paige, yeah, I love the Paige themes.
Yeah,
I've watched her in other shows, too, and she's just awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I think they did a good job with casting on that.
Yeah, definitely.
When you think we've come a long way, baby, from Mia, Maya, whatever. Like the casting on that one, and I certainly like JJ better than I used to. So they
JJ's friends too. I like Rory and
Ben.
Bev is not happy about the whole.
Oh
Paige
no, Bev's going to cause some trouble.
Ooh,
I think.
I thought it was Paige's friend that's going to cause trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah,
Paige
is. I think Bev's
going
to.
Obviously, there's
too.
Going to be plenty of angst.
Oh, that young teenage angst.
But I have to
oh,
say,
I can't
I have to...
wait. I yes. can't wait.
Well, we are coming into the summer, and usually they do a lot of teen
okay.
this summer.
But,
so
you know,
that's...
I got to say, it could be worse. You know, it could be touch my thighs all over again summer.
Well,
you
yeah.
know?
Oh. Yeah, usually the summer is some kind of horrendous teenage stuff, so
yeah.
whatever.
I mean, you know, they haven't done... You know, really, when you think about it, they haven't done too much of that the last few years. I was kind of, but it looks like they're queuing up for it this summer, and you know.
Yeah.
Oh well, I mean, you know, at least at this point, I like all of the characters involved. So.
Rory was so funny though. He had a good line when they saw Paige and JJ in the park after that run. He turned to Bev and he's just laughing, saying, "Yeah, looks like you liked that one."
Looks like what?
Looks like he likes that one.
Bev gave a really bad look. And then, Daniel and Jennifer, remember, they ran into them. And Jennifer was quizzing Paige, well, where do you know JJ from? And she was telling her about the phone. And Daniel, she was trying to get JJ to leave, and she would take Paige home.
Jennifer was so clueless. On
she
everything.
Was so clueless.
How embarrassing.
And naive.
Yeah, she's the true embarrassing
and Daniel,
mother.
Yeah, Daniel grabbed her and drug her through the park.
Daniel got it.
And
Jennifer just couldn't believe, he doesn't like that girl.
He doesn't like her. And I love Daniel's line. I love Daniel's line of, you know, I was a teenage boy once.
Yeah.
I'm the mom. I should know. Well, I was a teenage boy once, you know. That was good. But Daniel, Liam has all those surveillances and got to hear all the information about Daniel, and he's pretty bad news. He's pretty bad news. I still hope Nicole saves the day and just gives up what she did.
Yeah. I can't see Nicole doing it. I'm feeling she's just going to get caught, and this is a way for Daniel to turn his back on her, too. Because she could have cleared him, and she didn't. And then Jennifer will hate her, too. I know.
And she'll be the outcast again. You know, and she'll have everybody hating her again.
I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, we've been there, done that. Oh,
they just
keep beating
a
dead horse. That's what they keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
Like, make up your mind, you know? I don't know. That whole story.
Well, even Daniel's protein drink being drugged, they did that with Brady recently, too.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same story. Sounds like I just don't care.
And then Eric too.
Eric was drugged, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, really? Do we have to keep doing this? And I really don't want
people
to be the outcast.
Yeah, and people should think, gee, maybe Daniel was drugged, because it happened to Eric and it happened to Brady. You know, people should maybe get a clue.
I think the town pretty much, except for Jennifer, I think most people like Eric and everybody but Nicole and Jennifer, I think that they think that it was Dr. Chaika that did this to him. But Nicole flashbacks to seeing Liam right in front of his apartment.
Right.
I think Nicole's clued in
for sure
to her Sherlock Holmes, Nancy Drew, I know what you're doing. But
Liam reminds her that he knows what she did in the park. You know.
Yep.
That's an interesting twist.
Yeah, Liam's got the goods on her, and it's a matter of whether or not she's going to, you know, give up Eric and her reputation to save Daniel now. So. Trying to think of what else this week was going on. Gabby and Nick.
I'm going to bring on Jamie, too. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Well, I agree with what you said earlier about the teen set. I think they have a good teen set right now. And I do like that Paige girl.
Yeah, I like Paige and Rory and Bev. I really like them. I haven't seen enough of Paige's friend to know whether or not I really like her, but it's a good teenage storyline they've got going with those actors. I think it works real well.
Yeah, I'd rather see them than Jennifer, that's for sure.
And I love the fact they're bringing out the music from JJ. The guitar is always out. I like the fact they're using his musical talent, which they used to do a lot with, like, Susan and Susan Vilches. They used to sing a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do that with most of the actors.
They don't do it because they have to pay royalties for the songs that they're sung. With JJ, he's making up his own music there, so there's no real royalties he paid there. So I like the fact that they're getting to use the guitar.
Wally Kurtz is in a band, or he used to be, so I don't know why they don't have him sing his own music.
Yeah.
Wally Kurtz is a good singer, a lot of them, really talented.
Eric Marksoff,
I remember seeing them all perform, and yeah, they're really good.
I
just want to repeat again, I'm so tired of the Brady being drunk and now he's thinking about Coke. I don't want to go down that road again. Unless they're going to bring Philip back to fix it. If they're going to bring Philip back to fix him, then I'm okay with it. But I don't want to go through this again. It's just, I don't like this.
To give Brady and Teresa angst, though.
Yeah.
And we know Kristen's coming back, so I don't know.
I don't know when she airs, though. When did she start filming?
July or August.
Is it July or August?
When it starts
airing.
I agree about Cheryl leaving. That was kind of anticlimactic, of course.
Yeah, that sucks. I hate
that
Cheryl
was so
leaving.
Quick. Yeah, that was just, like, way too fast.
Yeah, well, that's what they do with actors that they don't want around much longer. They just get rid of them as soon as possible.
But they have such a great chemistry for Lucas with Cheryl. They had such a great chemistry there.
I know, I agree.
I still hope
if they can get rid of her, they might as well get rid of her with her going out with a bang. It is just...
Yeah.
Like, they could have come up with something better, right?
There were so much other things they could have done than get rid of Cheryl. I mean,
she kind of actually
Like,
Lucas
Kate threatening her and her just leaving. I don't know. Like, it seemed like she could have
stood up for herself against
Kate, but. And it all happened in one episode, too. It wasn't like they spent the whole week on it.
Yeah, it was a whole. It was just one episode. Bam, there it is. And, you know, at first when Kate was leaving that message, I know I said it already, but when she was leaving that message on the answer machine, I was just sitting there back. I was floored. I was like, you know, that is so unlike Kate to leave a message like that on the answer machine. Until Cheryl stormed the office and Kate stood there and you saw real Kate again, you know.
We could tell that was all to plot to get rid of Cheryl.
When you found out it was on purpose, you got real Kate back. I like real Kate. And then you had Kate reminding EJ that, you know, he was a race car driver and he's a lawyer and what is he now? Now he's a pimp. I thought it was funny because they don't really mention him being a race car driver.
Yeah. I remember him being, when he first came on, he was a race car driver. I had forgotten all about that.
They reminded us of that. Kate reminded us of that, and when she turned around and said, "What are you, the pimp now?" EJ turned to her and said, "You know, with your history, I wouldn't be using that word in conversations."
Yes.
to remind us that Kate was a hooker. So.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think the best part of this week was Hope and Aiden.
Oh yeah, Hope saved Aiden's little boy
from the doctor. I love those two together. Love them.
I kind of came to an understanding.
Well, it looks like they're setting up a trio, though, because Kayla likes Aiden. Remember?
I like Kayla and Aiden. I like all three of them.
I mean, Aiden's awesome, but Kayla's divorced. Hope's still married. Kayla's divorced. So I don't know how this is going to turn out.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I didn't like about the Hope and Aiden scenes was when Aiden said about him worrying about losing a son. Hope should have mentioned, well, I've been there because I lost Zach. So that was the only part that he should have mentioned. But
yeah, that would have been nice.
Because he kind of dropped the ball on that. That would have been some bigger emotional thing. And then he could have said, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. They've kind of seemed to come to an understanding now. They're going to work together at the base, you know. They've kind of each given in a little bit.
And I think they're saving some of that emotional stuff for down the road because I think they're going to realize they have more and more, I think the reason, if it hasn't already been revealed, I kind of think the reason that Aiden doesn't like to drink and he's really sensitive about all that, I bet you his wife was killed by a drunk driver.
Didn't somebody mention Ariana to race this week? Was it Aiden or Jordan? Okay, it was Jordan that mentioned race sister, and they had a memory for Ariana there. I'd really like to get the secret of Jordan done because, I mean, Rafe was in the hospital for six or 7 months, and then now we're still going on after he gets out of the hospital.
Yeah, Jordan's been on since, like, July or August, and we still don't know.
Yeah, I mean, really.
They haven't even been dropping hints.
Well, I know we all mentioned witness protection, but I was talking to my husband about it, and he doesn't think witness protection because witness protection wouldn't give her the ID until they moved her. So, you know.
I don't know. Even when he brought her brother on, he hadn't really dropped anything.
But Ben obviously knows what it is. We have Rafe. finally, Rafe is going to investigate Jordan's past.
Search thing it was.
He punched into the computer Ben's name and couldn't find anything on him.
Took almost the whole episode staring at the computer, though. That was annoying, I thought.
Yeah, it was annoying, but it was also interesting to know that he wouldn't press enter on Jordan's name. He didn't really want to know. He wanted to trust her. And it was an interesting scene. And I don't like Jordan and Ray very much. I'm sorry, I don't. But it was an interesting scene when he told Jordan, look, you can tell me anything. I've got your back. You know, because it reminded us that, you know, he backed Fanny. You know, I know that was mentioned, I think, last week that Kate mentioned that, you know, I'm not marrying somebody I've tried to kill. And they keep making a lot of references to Sammy having shot EJ, especially the conversation with EJ and Stefano. Stefano reminded EJ right then and there, yeah, that girl's got an aim. You should know. So I liked the EJ and Stefano scene. Yeah. That was pretty dramatic. That was a really
And
good.
Julie threw all of Sammy's past bad behaviors in her face, too, when she was saying about how she, you know, about forgiving Nick and giving Nick a second. She did make a point, giving Nick all these second chance. Well, how many chances did we give Sammy? Two, three, four, five, which is true, you know. Let's give Nick a chance. Yeah.
And then they also brought up Sammy's history. Sammy herself brought it up when she mentioned she wanted to get – I think it's really weird she doesn't want Stefano at the wedding, and yet she wants to get married at the Gamera house in the garden. Because she loves the garden. It was really nice scene between EJ and Sammy. Because EJ knew exactly where she wanted to get married. But I thought it was, they did mention that the reason why she loves the garden so much is because it reminds her of Colorado, where she grew up before she came back home.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting history scene to remind us that, you know.
Oh, but do you think now, since Sweeney leaves, they might have Sammy go to Colorado if they're dropped that hint? I don't know.
I have no idea.
For when she leaves?
I
don't know how they're going to do that.
I have seen nothing to know how Sammy's actually leaving yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard a rumor that Sammy leaves with Lucas, but I don't want that to happen at all.
I don't know.
I heard the reason why they got rid of Cheryl is because they wanted Sammy to leave with Lucas, but I don't have that.
Oh, really? That would be
Jammy's breaking bad. Yeah, there is that Breaking Bad thing that she mentioned on Ellen's show, that she wanted Sammy to go out with a Breaking Bad storyline. And I know that in Breaking Bad, Walter dies because they made a grave fight in Albuquerque. But I don't think that would be it. I mean, if there was talk, it's just, none of this is true, but what if she shot EJ again and Lucas protects her and runs off with her, take care of her? That would be a Breaking Bad thing where the guy that worked with Walter, I don't remember his name, he ran off at the end after he caused all that trouble. So
I'm wondering if James Scott will stay, if he's even going to stay. There's rumors that he's leaving.
I don't think James Scott is going anywhere. I hope not. I hope not either.
I mean, there's no reason to watch if James Scott leaves. As far as I'm concerned, Allie Sweeney, the best thing about Dave.
I don't want any of her.
And actually Nicole, but other than that.
Oh, Nicole and Kate.
Kate's
awesome.
We need more Kate.
Kate, Nicole, and Daniel.
Yeah.
And the team set's really awesome. And the storylines are still connected. I still like that. The storylines are still connected to each other. You know, Nicole's storyline is...
I'm still waiting to see if Gabby goes, if Will finds out about what Gabby did to Melanie. You know, that still has to...
Yeah, that seems to be mentioned a lot. The explosion seems to be mentioned a lot recently, hinted to anyway.
Well, he also mentioned about Gabby, about her doing the modeling, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if she's leaving to do modeling or what.
Yeah, because Gabby's leaving in May.
She's leaving soon.
So I don't know.
She might just go down and never come back.
I just wonder if this contract has it in there where she has to leave the baby with Will, and she doesn't read through the contract well enough. Because I linked those two scenes, the Lucas and Sammy scene, and the EJ Sammy, and they linked them. So I'm hoping. Because I don't want to see Ariana go with them. I don't want to see the baby go with Gabby.
Well, the baby's staying.
I think they'll keep the baby around probably. There's going to be some reason that Gabby's probably going to leave without the baby.
I mean, or they could just say, "Oh,
leave
Gabby, is she going to
leave with Nick?"
Or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I do want her to pay for what she did to Melanie, but I don't know if they're going to go there or not.
Yeah, it's been so long, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, wasn't Melanie, I don't know if Melanie was mentioned or not with when Daniel, you know, when Daniel got the shakes, he really thought that he had gotten that shake thing back. And
yeah,
Jennifer had,
he thought, oh,
Jennifer had
again.
Jennifer had to remind him that the doctor that cured him said this would never happen again, so that can't be it. But that's really what he thought when he was standing there in the surgery room.
Oh, yeah,
he
his shaking hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He thought they were back, so. So. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and Maggie still is basically telling Brady to stay away from Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, nobody's warning Teresa to stay away from Brady.
I know Maggie's the only one doing that. Maggie and Victor are the only ones doing that, pretty much.
Well, they're not doing that because of Brady. Maggie and Victor are telling Teresa to stay away from Brady, not because Brady's a bad influence, but because Teresa's a bad influence on Brady.
On Brady, yeah.
I want Roman or somebody to come in and tell Teresa, look, Brady's this, Brady's that. He's not going to be able to help you anywhere. You need to leave him alone, you know, because let's bring up Brady's past and show us that Brady is not, you know, Mr. Perfect here and could be a very bad influence on Teresa.
Teresa's just bad, period.
Well, isn't
like
Eve coming back soon, too? I'm waiting for that. I'm really waiting for Eve.
He's probably.
Yeah, he's coming.
You know, they always say
concert,
these
so.
Characters are coming on, but it takes forever for them to get on. Did you ever
notice
that?
Well, they're 4 or 5 months ahead.
I know. From the time the news comes out that this character's coming back, it's like forever before they're on.
It is.
Yeah, they can't release the announcement until the person shows up like a few weeks before.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Chloe came back a few years ago? The announcement was, like, in July, but she didn't show up until, like, January or February.
Yeah, like, where's Chloe? Yeah. Finally. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
All
right. And then, of course, you find out these characters are leaving. You're no longer interested in their storyline, you know?
Right. And then how long has it been since we knew that Gabby was leaving? I mean,
it's been 5 months.
Yeah,
that's
she's
5 months.
Here. Like, I thought she was leaving.
She can't go soon enough, so.
Yeah.
We all know Allison Sweeney's leaving, but she's still going to film through May. So
which takes
you
to the end of the year.
Until November, but
yeah.
We all know she's leaving. So
yeah, and with Cheryl leaving, I could have liked the Lucas and Cheryl scenes had I not known that she was leaving. But since I knew she was leaving, I couldn't enjoy their scenes this week. So
I still love Lucas and Cheryl together. I think it's really, really a sad.
I know, but
that,
I just couldn't enjoy their scenes because I was like, oh man, I wish. She was staying,
yeah.
But...
Well,
leaving,
maybe
so.
We just need to really campaign NBC, you know, like really tweet a lot about it and stuff and let them know that we really want those two to have a longer story.
Yeah, we need to do
you know, even if she
really
could
do
something
there.
Off, like,
NBC
she
listens to
back.
The fan.
She could always come back.
Lucas needs to grow a pair and bring her back.
Yes,
yeah, but the
thank
thing
you.
Is, by the time she comes back, it'll be like 5 more months, so...
Yeah, exactly. That'll suck, but at least she'll be back because I like the Lucas
and
Cheryl
we all know
stuff.
How
really
NBC
did.
Listens to their fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's negative.
One out of 10 times they listen, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of fans, did you guys give Jan a shout-out?
Yeah,
I
did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, about her.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a wonderful letter. Just very... Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep, it was. It was excellent.
She's did we mention her Twitter name for everybody? She's at Shy One.
At Shy One. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More or less she was saying, you know, Dave missed the mark bringing Teo back and how smart General Hospital was, you know,
uh-huh.
to bring back Victor.
Oh, speaking of General Hospital, have you watched that this week?
Oh, yes.
I'm behind on General Hospital,
Kathleen Gatti is... She's just killing it. Just
Donna Mills. What did you think about those scenes?
Donna Mills? Actually, I think Gaff and Gatti out-acted Donna Mills, but they're both really good together. you know, as sisters. That was the big surprise.
Yeah, both talking in the prison, yeah, both sisters.
And actually James is, or Nathan West, James West, Westbourne, is actually Dr. Obrecht's. Is actually
yeah, and there's a rumor that he might be Victor Cassadine's son as well.
There's a rumor
that
he's Victor's and Dr. O's,
yeah.
It's rumored that.
I'm thinking it's
rumored.
All kind of pretty obvious maybe at this point, but I don't know, that's what everyone's hoping for. So, yeah.
The one thing I like about General Hospital, though, is they really, we don't know until it actually airs. And they do it, they film so fast that, you know, they're only, what, 6 weeks ahead.
Yeah,
weeks.
Like sometimes you can miss it. You can be a little bit more surprised, although I had
seen
that.
Definitely more surprised.
On their website, there's a website that comes out with spoilers and rumors, and you can see that stuff ahead of time. But
yeah, because we know Tadeo is coming back, but we don't have to wait until October to see him. So
yeah.
Right, we don't have to. We know he's going to be probably May 1st is, I think, the tentative air date for
Victor. For May Sweet, but... So
yeah, from him,
have to
and
wait
he started until... March 31st. So there you go, about a month. You know, a month from the time he came back and started filming till we actually see him.
So Dave needs to learn about that, not to do that filming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bizarre thing.
Yeah, a lot of twists and turns. A lot of good things coming with Luke and Sonny and all that, too, from what I'm hearing. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I have to
was
say,
not happy
Geary's
that
doing...
his grandchild was saved.
Oh, yeah, he's a little strange. I don't know what happened to Luke.
Dante and Lulu got the baby back, and Olivia was so happy, and Luke was like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't
so
like how
Luke
was before.
This probably can't be Luke. It's probably someone else, because Luke would never act like that. He would be happy that his daughter's child is saved.
Tony Geary's doing a good job, because he's acting totally different, a whole different Luke, demeanor and everything.
Yeah. Like, Luke is more serious and monotone now. He doesn't joke like he used to and stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's out to get Sonny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's very, like, smarmy and sneaky and don't really know what's going on.
And I
actually
enjoy...
Maybe it's really Nick Fallon. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. And then Britt and James almost slept together because they're actually brother and sister. But that didn't happen.
But then Maxie walked in. So Kristen stormed back from maternity leave. So that's good.
Yeah. Some good stuff going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually enjoyed GH this week more than I did Day. So.
Oh, well, I did too. Actually, yeah. I hate to say it because I love Days, but I still watch both. I have to say
I know.
Still,
I mean, who would you rather see, Dr. Obrecht or Danifer? I mean.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't think of anything else, though.
On G, yeah, I could think of GH, yeah.
Yeah.
Or on either, so.
I
love
on either,
seeing
yeah.
Allie. I like the Allie and EJ. We've been seeing a lot of Allie and EJ together. I mean, even at the wedding, you had Allie sitting next to EJ.
Oh, yeah, EJ was helping Allie do her homework.
That was cute. And then like I said, they had Sammy bring that paper to Lucas to sign it. And you have to wonder, is the paternity, you know, are they starting this paternity thing going again? But they're so cute together. James is really good with the actor, the actress that plays Allie.
And they don't show Allie enough, and that's a good actress.
Yeah, it's great to see her. And... you know, I miss all the kids, Sydney, and the kids are really awesome. They need to bring them in more. We still have Kayla's son upstairs somewhere. Remember?
No.
Oh yeah, Kayla's son.
Joey
is supposed to come on. Soon. Yeah,
Kayla's got her son there, but we haven't seen Joey. So.
Yeah, but we don't know if they're going to soar at him as a teenager or what's going on.
I guess he'll be a teenager. I guess by now.
Well, no, she mentioned that it was the kid from Dexter. And so he's only like 8 or 9, maybe, something like that.
Oh, okay.
If that's true, I mean, that's just what I heard during the interview we did with her. Was it was the kid from Dexter.
Parker, so.
Yeah, the Parker scenes are awesome. Daniel's awesome with Parker. And
so is Nicole.
I really like that because one of the things Nicole can't do is have a child. And so to be able to have Parker and Daniel, and, you know, they've got such a great storyline. I've mentioned this so many times that if they brought Philip back, you've got a paternity thing going between Daniel and Nicole and Philip. And I don't know, there's just lots of
stories. Chloe and, yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, Chloe and Philip could come back and want the child, you know. And Nicole can bond with him and be stepmom to him. I mean,
and Chloe,
you know,
can
Nicole,
be the person to save Brady. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, Chloe could save Brady because last time Chloe, you know, didn't quite save her. Chloe was blamed for it last time, actually. So Chloe could definitely save Brady. It would be nice to see Chloe and Philip back. It really would be.
Yeah.
But, of course, if
those are two characters that make the most sense
to come
back.
So. Yeah. And you know when Kristen gets back, Brady's just going to get worse.
Yeah. So. I mean, between Teresa and Kristen, I mean, who's the lesser of two evils? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, there's the scenes, there's the spoiler pics that Carrie put up on the blog. That show, I think the big one was the last one. That was the Abby and EJ pictures come out. So, I don't know. There wasn't much else. It wasn't really that big of a week.
Oh, and you said Jordan's brother Ben is gone. He's leaving.
Yeah, that's what you said earlier.
I thought they were going to put him with Abigail or something, but.
Yeah, I thought that he was going to start having a scene. He likes Abigail, and I thought it would be cute if Abigail ends up pregnant and Ben, and you've got the paternity between Ben and EJ at that point. But
yeah,
but
yeah, Ben is
gone.
Another Cheryl. They bring him on, give him love interest, and then disappear. I mean,
yeah,
waste.
I didn't know until tonight that Ben was gone. I thought that was going to be a big storyline with Ben and Abigail.
Yeah, me too, and especially since he's Jordan's brother, and Jordan's
yeah,
not leaving, unfortunately, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and Ben seems to have chemistry with, Abigail, too. I kind of like that one. So it's kind of sad that they're already gone, or that Ben's already gone. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that
EJ and Abigail, that's not going to be like a long-term thing, so...
I was kind of interested in the Ben and Abigail story. So,
yeah. What about Abigail and Rory? I don't know, but
Rory's awesome, but I don't think he'd be good for Abigail.
Well, remember he had a crush on Abigail, so I don't know, but
he still has that crush on Gabby, but that Gabby's already gone, so that's not going to happen.
No, he has that crush on Gabby.
And I like seeing T. I like seeing T a lot more. We've seen him a lot more.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything else. But...
No. Just about everything.
I think that covers everything. I don't know.
Hope this week is better. I mean...
Next week seems to be a don't miss. So I'm excited for next week. I really am. From the spoiler pictures and the spoilers that I've heard and rumors, next week sounds like it's going to be an explosive week.
Yeah,
it almost seems
like Dave is treading water until sweeps. I don't know.
Well, it seems like they're really pushing themselves into sweeps in a big way. So I'm hoping sweeps is going to go down hard. You know, they're mentioning all this explosion stuff and all the shooting stuff, and I don't know. I mean, you got the EJ and Sammy wedding coming up in May, sweeps, so.
I know. I just wish the show would be good right now and during sweeps, but.
Yeah. Well, next week should be exciting, I think, from what I heard.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
I can't think of anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm
going to
say goodnight. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be going.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.